Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah 151, mitzvah kuf nun aleph, shelo yetzu ha-kohanim min ha-mikdash b'shas avoda. The issur for kohanim to leave the Beis HaMikdash while they are doing the avoda. We'll see the details as we continue. Again, this is also learned out from the pasuk, the command that Moshe Rabbeinu gives to Aaron and his sons after the death of Nadav and Avihu. And it's three things. This is the third. The third mitzvah that is said to them. Moshe says to Aaron and to Elazar and Isamar, not to grow their hair, Rasheichem al Tifro, that was number one mitzvah, V'gdeichem lo sefromu, and don't tear your clothing, that was yesterday's, V'lo samusu, and in that way you will not die, V'akolai da yiksof, Yachechem, Kol Beis Yisrael, Yivku es ha-sreifa, Shesorav Hashem, and everybody else will cry on the sreifa, because it's a national tragedy. And then the next pasuk, Umi Pesach, Ohel Moed, Lo Seitzu. And also, do not leave the Ohel Moed, Pentamusu, Ki Shemen Mishchas Hashem Aleichem, because the anointed oil, the anointing oil of God is upon you, Vayasu Kidvar Moshe. And even though this was all very difficult to put away their personal feelings, but they did it, and they did exactly what Moshe did. But the third sivu here is not to leave the Ohel Moed. So what does that mean, not to leave the Ohel Moed? What, they're never allowed to leave, they're never allowed to go home? So the answer is only B'shas Avoda. B'shas Avoda, they're not allowed to leave. So what does that mean, B'shas Avoda? So let's see some of the details. Says the Sefer Chinuch, Shelo Yetzu HaKohanim Min HaMikdash B'shas Avoda. At a time when they are doing Avoda, they're not allowed to leave. As we'll see, this doesn't mean every second of the day that they're supposed to be in the Mikdash, they can't leave. But it means B'shas Avoda. Shene'emar Umi Pesach O'amoy Lo Seitzu Pen Samusu. And if they do, they are Chayev Misa B'dei Shemayim, as we'll see. V'nichbol Ad Miniyazu K'mochen B'Kohen Gadol. As we said in the past two mitzvahs, it says it again by the Kohen Gadol later on. V'amar Umin HaMikdash Lo Yetze. It says, from the Beis HaMikdash, he shall not go out. V'lashon Sifra, and the Medrash says, Umi Pesach O'amoyed, Yochol B'shas Avoda V'shalo B'shas Avoda. You might think that Kohanim cannot leave, and the Kohen Gadol cannot leave ever. Tamal Omar, Min HaMikdash Lo Yetze V'lo Yichalel, Havi Omer B'shas Avoda. Because it says v'lo yichalel, and you shouldn't be mechalel. You have to be involved in avoda. If we're talking about chilul avoda, and I might have thought only it applies to that generation, Aaron and his sons that were nimshach b'shem and mishcha. What about later generations? What about later generations, especially the ones that came later after the shem and mishcha was put away, and they were mischanech only with avoda, avodasan mechanchasan. So that's also included from the pasuk. Shenemar kishem mishchas Hashem aleichem. Okay, that is the halacha. Because of a matik b'shem Rambam zechoron levracha, the Rambam adds, says the Sefer Chinuch, da sheyesh b'kohen gadol tosefes shehu lo yelech achar hamita. The kohen gadol has a special din that does not apply to a kohen hedyot as part of this mitzvah. Not only to there's an issur for the kohen to leave b'shas avoda, but there's a difference. A kohen gadol is not allowed to leave, even as we know, even if he becomes an onain, even if he loses one of his seven relatives. V'zeu niglav b'lashon ha-kasuv b'amro, u'min ha-mikdash lo yetze. As the pasuk says, as the Gemara darshins at the beginning of the second parak in Sanhedrin, shehu imeis lo meis, eino yotzi achramiti, does not go after the coffin at all. V'viu rai al zema me'amro, u'min ha-mikdash lo yetze. Learned out from the pasuk that they can't leave the mikdash after another one of you died. This pasuk just says, mi'pasach ol ha-moed lo seitzu. But the Chinuch puts it together with the other pasuk later on. In the Mikdash Lo Yetzei, it's the same idea, but the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to even go out of the Mikdash. We've mentioned this many times before. The Rashi at the beginning of the second parak, there in Daf Yud Ches Siman Aleph in Sanhedrin. The Gemara there says, the Mishnah says, Kohen Gadol Eino Yotzei Achar Hamita. That is what the let me just read it to you inside. V'yosimana Pesach Shar Ha'ir, Div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Einu Yotzim in the Mikdash. He doesn't leave the Mikdash at all. He does not go to the Pesach Ha'ir. Mishum Shenemra, Min HaMikdash Lo Yetze. Rashi says, Dilma Asi Laminga. He's not allowed to even go after the coffin, because maybe he might lose himself and touch the coffin. And therefore, we don't allow him to even go close. But if you take a step back and you look at this, the Mishnah is learning something from a pasuk, and Rashi is saying Dilma Asi Laminga. So Pashtus, and this is how Rabbi Yosef Engel understands this. This is an example of a siyag d'oraisa, this mitzvah. You're not allowed to go after the mita d'oraisa, because you might come to touch d'oraisa. Right, this is an example. I just saw before Schachter quotes in a footnote in Ginas Egos. We're going to refer to this three times in this mitzvah. Rav Schachter writes on page Sadik Vav in a footnote that one might say there's a difference between the language of Shenemar and the language of Mishum Shenemar. Shenemar is a real din daraisa. Mishum Shenemar might be based on the pasuk, but not a full daraisa. But it could be a derabanan. And the language here is Mishum Shenemar. So it could be Durabanan. But at least Rav Yosef Engel understands this Rashi to be an din d'araisa, and it is an example. It's an example of a siyag d'araisa, a siyag on a d'araisa level, which is somewhat unusual. The Rav Yosef Engel in the Lekach Tov in Klal Ches lists off many, many examples of siyagim d'araisa. We haven't mentioned this in a while, so let's just review two or three of them. He mentioned 17. There are more than that, but he mentions 17. The first Ranim Sachim, on the first page of Sachim, the Ran explains that the Isser Da'araisa of Bal Yiro, Bal Yimatzeh, the Isser Da'araisa of not having chametz in my house, is based on the fact that there's an Isser Achila. And therefore the Torah answers A in order that we now come to B. You can't even have chametz in your house because you might come to eat it. Number one. Number two, we learned the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah in the first parak of Ilchus Tumas Meis suggests that the Isser of cooking Basar B'chalav together is so that I don't come to eat Basar B'chalav together. If I'm cooking something, I probably am going to taste it. I'm probably going to want to see how I'm doing in the cooking. So therefore, the Kesef Mishnah says, that's what the Torah asserted, Basar B'chalav, even Bishul Basar B'chalav, because it could lead to eating. Number three, that's our Rashi he quotes. Our Rashi he quotes. It's not just Rashi. He even quotes, it's the Rambam. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs here as well notes this halacha that V'dashi ish b'kohen gadol tosefes shu lo yilaveh meiso. He's not allowed to accompany his meis at all. At all. He's got to stay in the base of Migdash. He's not allowed to accompany the base at all. And if you put that together with Rashi, that it's pashas, it's in daraisa, then it would be an example of a siyag daraisa. Then he quotes, maybe we'll end with this one, the Medrash that Rashi quotes. Rashi quotes it in Parshas Bereishis, where on Vayechulu, the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exact time, unlike humans. Human beings, we could say we know exact time, and it beeps on the hour, but really we don't know exact time. But that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu could finish creation at the exact moment that the sixth day stops and Shabbos starts. At that moment, we can't. That's why there's a mitzvah, at least Rabbanan, Pasha's a mitzvah d'araisa of Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yantif, because we have to add on, we don't know exactly when Shabbos starts. So Rashi says, Basav Adam Sheinu Yodea Lo Itav Lo Regav V'Lo Sha'osav Hu Mosev V'Chal HaKodesh Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shou Yodea Regav V'Sha'osav Nechnas Bo Gochod HaSayra. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need that. But either way, these are all a number of examples of siyag d'araisa. This is one of them. Min haMikdash lo yetze, that he cannot leave the base of Mikdash during the avoda. Good. Let's continue. V'lomanu mizeh, continue the next paragraph in the chinuch. Shemuter lo lavod biyom sheyomus lo meis. So we learn from here that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to do the avoda even if he lost one of his seven relatives. V'kach hamer zecharonu levracham zechaz anhedrin. U'min ha-mikdash lo yeseh v'lo yechalel ha-acher shelo yatzachilel. Anyone else besides the Kohen Gadol that continues doing the avoda when he is an onain, so then he is mechalel the avoda. Klomar, Kohen Hedyot she'en avoda muteres lo v'hu onain. A Kohen Hedyot, a non-Kohen Gadol that continues doing the avoda when he becomes an onain, who muzer al zeh klomer shelo yavod onain. He's not allowed to do the avoda when he's an onain. V'chein is bar b'sof harius. That's what it says in harius. Kohen hedyot onain lo yavod. Kohen gadol oved v'hu onain. Right, there's a difference between the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot, whether they could still do the avoda after they lost one of these seven relatives. Skip to the next paragraph for a minute. Umin ha-nireh mi-divrei ha-Ramban, zechronon levracha. The Chinuch says it appears from the Ramban. Ki hu sover, ki lo yechalel, eino shalilus. When it says, don't go out of the base of Mikdash, v'lo yechalel, it's not in lo saseh. Aval hu miniyah l'kohen gadol shenitztava shlo yitzim ane mikdash mibnei meso v'lo yichal avodas Hashem yisparach. It's more of a general, it's not counted as a losei, it's more of a general, don't disgrace the avoda. Ki chilu yihye la'avoda sheyanichena ha-mishareis ha-gadol b'shvol shum davar ba'olam. One shouldn't focus on anything personal. The Kohen Gadol loses his personal identity. And therefore, even if he has a personal tragedy, he has to overcome that, and he has to be the national figure, the national representative of Bnei Yisrael in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, that's the beautiful Lashon. Sheyan, he can, if he leaves the Avoda, it will be a Chilul. Not in the sense of Chilul Avoda, says the Ramban, but in the sense that it's a disgrace that he's focusing on anything else except HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we'll get back to that Bezrat Hashem soon. Let's continue a little bit more. Mishar Shiyah Mitzvah. That's some of the general principles of the mitzvah, that you can't stop doing the avodah when one is in the middle. Details we'll get to. But first, Mishar Shiyah Mitzvah. What's the message behind this mitzvah? Hayesod, Abani Lona, Bagdolas, Abayis, Favodas, Anasosham, the yesod that we have built in many mitzvos of the inspirational place that we are supposed to create. Al Kain Ra'ui, Al Kalpanim, Shalolatseis, Ulahaniach, Avoda Hayekara, B'shum Davar Ba'olam. It is only appropriate that if a kohen is doing the avoda, he can't stop. We're going to talk about what happens if a kohen hedya becomes an onid. We'll talk about that in a minute. But in general, if there's no other excuse, a kohen gadol, a kohen, if a kohen is doing the avoda, and then he decides to leave the Beis HaMikdash, that's an Isser De'oraisa. If he is doing an avoda and he leaves before the avoda is completed, it's an Isser De'oraisa. Chai Misa B'dei Shamayim. That's what you learn from this pasuk when Moshe told Aaron and his sons. Ki Be'emes Im Yanichu, because if you leave it, you're showing that there are more important things in life. There's nothing more important than serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Ki Be'emes Im Yanichu, Yezil Zulba, there'll be a terrible disgrace. V'yumarim Ba'atzmam, She'yeh Ba'olam, Davar Gadol Me'avodas Hashem. It'll show that there's something greater than Avodas Hashem. Acher sheti anitches, afilu vishah, bishul shum davar acher. If you focus on anything else, again, we'll get to Avelus, but if I focus on anything else for any other purpose besides maybe sakanas defashas, but other than that, one is not allowed to leave because that would reflect a higher value than what you are doing. Right, related to this is something that we mentioned in Parsha Shir a couple of months ago, a beautiful parak in the Sefer Mitzvah Shkulos, written by Revolvi, or put together by Revolvi Salmidin, related to Shiurim, where he talks about the seven mitzvos. There might be more, but at least he's focused about the seven mitzvah shkulos, the seven mitzvos that are connected, kol HaTorah kula. So, he talks about Avodah Zarah. In Perek Beis there, he has an essay where he beautifully articulates if someone has any other value in their life that is on a higher plane, in the hierarchy, than Torah, than Avodas Hashem, then that's Avodah Zarah. We can like a lot of things in life. We can like sports, we can like eating, we can like music, we can like anything. But at the top, it's got to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And everything has to be focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I like anything per se for that itself, not because I'm trying to relax a little bit so I can serve Hashem better, but stop because this has no connection to my Avodas Hashem, and I'm doing it anyway. So he says that could be an Avodah Zarah. Zeo kocha shel adam, hu koveya la'atzmo sulam arachim shelo ad erko elyon. A person sets his value system. Ein adam she'ein lo erach elyon b'chayav. There's nobody in life that doesn't have a value system. Gam hayom she'einem sogdim od le'lo hei kesev azav. Even today, where we're not bowing down generally to gold and silver. Erko shel zehu kesef. Shel she'ni kavid. Shel shlishi ta'anugim. Shel revi'i sport. Shel chamishi osev bulim. Stamps. In Baal She'er Ruachu, Doga B'Tzedek, or Bahavat Moledet, whatever it is, it could be anything. It could be communism. It could be any type of ism, but it's all about the Olam Arachim. What do we say in davening? Ein ke'erkecha Hashem alokeinu b'olam hazeh. There's nothing in your erech. You're in a different quality, and we have to believe that, everything that we do. If there's something else that we're focusing on, so then that is a reflection of Avodah Zarah. Berega, he writes, Shedavar ba'olam hofeich liuch erech atzmi. The second that something becomes an inherent value, not in my Avodas Hashem world, who sheker, v'lo nitte im nechus kalzeh, l'mesachas Avodah Zarah, Avraham Avinu olav shalom. He talks about the Gemara says that Avraham Avinu had 400 chapters in his Mesachas Avodah Zarah. We only have five. So that's the message, says the chinuch of this mitzvah. If we leave in the middle, so then that'll show that there's something more important than what I'm in the middle of doing. Also to remember, he doesn't quote it, but also to remember the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Tshuva, in the last parak, where he talks about our whole life, the goal of our whole life has to be Avas Hashem. And that's the end of Hilchos Tshuva, the last halacha in Sefer Mada, which is all about, right, you saw the Torah, and Talmud Torah, and Deos, and Avodah Zarah, some major tenets of our faith is brought down, are all brought down in Sefer Hamada, and in the last parak, he talks about that our life has to be totally infused with Avas Hashem. Davar yadua ubarur she'ein avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu niksheres b'libo shel adam ad sheyishke batamid karoi v'yazov kol shebolam chutz mimena. You have to leave the whole world besides from it. What does the Rambam mean? The Rambam says you have to go to Shvel Azad. The Rambam says that you have to be involved in the world and exercise and eat properly. The Rambam is saying that everything has to be within that system, within the system of Avodas Hashem. So that's something that we'll get back to that Rambam if we have time to read more. But that is the message that the Sefer HaChinuch says of not leaving anything and not doing anything that reflects that there's a higher value than Avodas Hashem. You can't leave the Avod in the middle. So dini amitzvos. Let's get to some of the details. Kugor mashamar zechonim lavracha. Shekohen hedyot avabishi in erashar latzis ben amikdash b'shas avoda. There's an isser. If a kohen hedyot is in the middle of avoda, he can't leave. What happens if he hears of a relative that died? What's the halacha? K'moshin amram b'pesach v'amoy lo seitzu pensa musu mikol makom. Im meis lo meishehu ra'ui lehis abel alav, eino oved. Lafishehu onin v'anun aser b'avoda. The second that a kohen hedyot finds out that he lost a relative, he can't continue the avoda. He's not allowed to go out of the mikdash, but he cannot continue the avoda. He's got to stop. V'yavah b'sheino oved, huzer shal latzis b'shamat shitigamer ha'avoda. He's got to wait until the avoda is finished by somebody else. Shahayahu asukba minatam sharmanu. If he started an avoda and then he became an onin, he's not allowed to leave. This is based on a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. Fascinating machlokas. The Rambam seems somewhat tricky. The Rambam in B.S. Mikdash, the Chinuch is quoting him. Kohen had yotchai b'mikdash b'avodaso v'shama shemeis lo meis shuhu chayev lis abal alav afal pi she'eno yosem in a mikdash eino oved v'pnei shuhu onin v'yem avad v'onin shal Torah chilo avodaso. He's not allowed to do the avoda, but he can't leave. Unusual. If he can't do the avoda anymore, why can't he leave? And if he can't leave, why can't he do the avoda? But that's the sheet of the Rambam. You have a middle ground. If you look in the Ravid right there says, Amar Avram, v'kivachu chayev l'sabalolav, lomeno yotze, vada yotze, umetame balkarcho. What's the problem? He is a kohen hedyot, he's not a kohen gadol, so he has to stop doing the avoda. If he's not allowed to do the avoda, why can't he leave? The whole point of this mitzvah is that if you could do the avoda, you can't leave, you're reflecting something. But here, you can't leave. So if you can't leave, here you can't do the avoda. So if you can't do the avoda, says the Ravid, there's no reason that he can't leave. That is the Ravid. What's the svara for the Rambam? Challenging svara. So if you look in that same piece in Ginos Egos, Shechter writes in Simin Chaf Vav, V'nira Lefaresh, Shekol Shehizchel Eza Koin Be'eza Avoda Shebemikdash. Whenever a Koin starts an Avoda, Ha'achrayis Mutelas Alav Liros Shetigamer Osa Havoda. The responsibility of finishing that Avoda is upon him. V'afilu Nifsal Oso Koin Milavod Be'emsa. Even if he becomes puzzled and he can't continue, personally, a diet achrayus gemar avodah mutalas alav. He still has the achrayus on himself. Lefichach, therefore, he can't leave. Also, Allah says, "Ben a mikdash at sheyirav yifakeach al kach." Shows avodah zikamar al yedei acher. Beautiful pshat. You can't do the avodah personally because you have a shame onin, and onin can't do the avodah. But the responsibility of the avodah is still upon you, and therefore, you have to stay there because you have to make sure that it gets done. That is the halacha of a kohen hedyot. He even says, continues, it says, maybe on a deeper sense, that's why the kohen gadol can never leave the mikdash. Why? Because the entire achrayas of all avodas is on the kohen gadol. Like the Rambam writes in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash. The Rambam says there that the kohen gadol should never leave. Rambam says, Ubayis yelo perek hey halacha zayin in Klei HaMikdash. Ubayis yelo muchan b'mikdash v'hi nikreis lishkas kohen gadol. He has an office. And I'm sure he has a couch in there to go to sleep on. Ukvodo v'tif arto shahaya yoshia yoshi v'migdash kol hayom. V'lo yetzi elo lebeso bilvad balayla osha oshatayim bayom. V'ya beso b'yushalayim v'eno zaz misham. He's basically going to stay in. He's got to stay. So that is the Rambam. And so Rav Shechter says that is maybe on a deeper level why the Kohen Gadol can never leave, because he is responsible in a more general sense for all the avodas that take place in the Mikdash. But that's the Svara. That's the Svara for this Rambam against the Ravid. And that's what the Chinuch holds also, that a Kohen Hedyot, even if he has to stop in the middle from doing his avoda, he's still not allowed to leave the Mikdash. Let's continue now. Back in the Chinuch, Shayahu Asukbo Menatam Shamayinu L'chvoda Adavar Shelo Yedomek Osik B'Divrei Arai. So it doesn't look like that you're Osik in something temporary, something that's not so important. So you still have to stay, even if you can't do it. The Yasser Lav Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is though different. Shuchayev Shelo Yatsa Nemekdash Pagam Shelo Laniach Avodaso Klabish Velaninus. What's this Isser? By Kohen Hedyo, the Isser is, if you become an, you never allowed to leave in the middle, and if you become an Onain, you gotta stop, wait till it's finished, and then you can leave. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to even stop. If a Kohen Gadol is in the middle of doing an avodah, if he becomes an Onain, Kohen Gadol is Oved Ba'aninus. Sheneemar u'min ha-mikdash lo yetze v'lo yechalel. U'bo apirish b'zeh ha-mikra, klomar, shelo yetze ela yavod avodaso shehu osik ba. He's Oved, the avoda that he's involved in. V'lo te avodaso mechulelos b'shvel ha-ninuso. There's nothing wrong with it, and l'chadchila, he continues with it. The Minchas Chinuch in Oz Dalet discusses the Mishnah L'Melech Safek. The Mishnah L'Melech says, if you look closely in the Rambam, even by a Kohen Gadol, it sounds like he only continues avodos that he had already started before he became an Onein. But if he, like this, the Lashon, Kohen Gadol Oved Kishu Onein, Klomar Yeshe V'Yavod Avoda Shahaya Osek Ba Ve'ena Mischaleles. But even the Kohen Gadol suggests the Mishnah L'Melech, if he didn't start an Avoda, he can't do it. That's his topic. He said that's what it sounds like from the Rambam. He's not sure if that's correct or not, but if it's a proper diuk, but that's the suffix of the Mishnah L'Melech, and the Minchas Chinuch discusses this as well. That it might be only after he started. In that final piece from the Ginnis Egos that I wanted to bring up, all in that same piece in Simon Chavav, he discusses, is there any Avelis for a Kohen Gadol? Kohen Gadol doesn't have an Ninus, and he has to stay and work in the Beis HaMikdash the entire time. Is there Pashtus? There's nothing. The problem is, there is a Mishnah, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, the same Mishnah we just read in Daf Yuches. The language is, Ukishem Mavrin Oso, when you do a Sudas Havra'a for the Kohen Gadol, which is the first meal that's made by the Menachemim to feed the Avel. Say, Esav Shechter, I don't understand. I thought there's no Avelus when it comes to a Kohen Gadol. So Rav Shechter explains that maybe we're misunderstanding. Maybe there are certain Yehugim of Avelus that flow from the Avel. There are certain Yehugim of Avelus that flow from the Menachemim. So maybe, regarding the halachas of Yehugim that flow from the Avel, the Kohen Gadol has none. But Havra'ah, maybe the root of that is to give Menachemim the opportunity to be Gomel Chesed. And that you can't take away, even by the Kohen Gadol. Mistamat Zarech Lomar Shemidin Tan Chumi Avelum Hu. And therefore there's no right. Maybe there is no avelus period by Kohen Gadol. But you still have to give people the opportunity to be able to do the chesed. And the focus is their chesed, not his avelus. And that's also, if Shatla says, maybe a nafkamina la halacha, sometimes if there's a funeral, and people know that they're not going to be able to make it afterwards, so what do? He says they make food beforehand, they stick it in the fridge before, so that by the time the Avelim come back, the Onanim come back, so then they'll be able to eat it. But maybe here, if the point is to do the Maisa of Tanchumi Avelim, the whole purpose is theirs and not his, maybe it's Maisa-oriented and not result-oriented, and therefore they should Dafka do it then, after the Kfura, and not Dafka just to arrange to have it done beforehand. That is Rav Shachter's Chiddush. Okay, either way, just one or two other points, and that is the Minchas Chinuch and Oz Aleph pointed out, there's no chilek. We're talking a lot about Avelus, but really there's no reason, there's no difference. If somebody leaves Machmas Avelus or for any other reason, if the Avodah was not finished, he gets Malkus. He gets Malkus, really, it's Mitzvah Shemayim, but if he's warned for it, he gets Malkus. He has, Minchas Chinuch has a suffix in Oz Gimel. In the couple of sfeikas, he has a safek. What happens if you did a partial avoda, which is really me'ikar did enough, but we generally do more. For example, if you're makabel, the kabbalas adam, coin catches enough blood to sprinkle, but there's a lachadchila to catch all the blood. What if he goes out after he catches enough blood to sprinkle? Or what if he goes out after he did one zrika on the mizbeach? But the yevid, one zrika is enough, but really lachadchila we try to do all of them. So he has these sfeikas which he doesn't answer. What is considered gemar avoda? Right, the issue might be, are these extras considered part of the avoda? Or are they just extras? Then you wouldn't have to stay for it. But that's his, he has a couple of sfeikas relating to those issues. Okay, and finally, just finishing off the chinuch, v'nuheges b'zman abayis b'zruchei kuhuna, v'imavar v'yatsa b'shas avoda loke, so when he goes out b'shas avoda, he gets malchus. The Minchas Chinuch points out it's malchus if it was hisra for malchus, but really, he's chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. Okay, we'll have to stop here. The Hashem will continue tomorrow with the next mitzvah of the Isser of Shtuyei Yayin.